Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for always being committed to the mission of building up your mind with common sense and then taking action on that common sense. I always appreciate it. You've heard a lot since the gun case, since the New York gun case, New York versus Brown, in the Supreme Court got decided last spring. You've heard a lot of people. In fact, in Texas, the governor's race there, Beto O'Rourke, he's trying to make the case that, guns are this biggest problem you've ever seen. John Fetterman running for governor in Pennsylvania, running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, is campaigning extremely hard against guns. It's just funny to see the left and a lot of people oftentimes who have no concept of what guns are about or how to use them safely or anything have such strong opinions about what you should be entitled to in terms of defending yourself. And I've said on this show many times, I'm going to educate my children on guns. They will be allowed to use and carry as legally as possible, as early as possible. They're going to be taught all the safety around them and what to do, but we're not going to mystify this important way of defending oneself in a lawless society like what we live in today. Well, over at the Heritage Foundation, Amy Swearer, who is the legal fellow at the Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, has just recently concluded an essay on what some of these myths are that the politicians are out promoting out there and what they want you to think about guns. And she's got some ways in which that would be helpful for you to have in your conversation going into the election in 34 days. Amy, welcome back. Always good to talk to you. Why are guns so scary to the left?
Well, I think part of the reason is I think there is a cultural divide that is increasing over the last couple of decades between people who know and understand guns and people who sort of grew up in a culture where guns are scary, where they haven't had a lot of interactions with firearms, or where their interactions with firearms have been negative because they've been the ones unarmed and, have grown up sort of attacked by firearms or under attack by people with firearms. And they don't see the other side. They have this false idea of firearms and the gun industry, and they really don't have an appreciation for how those guns are then used in self-defense, that the answer to the bad guy with the gun is oftentimes the good guy with the gun, whether it's you, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's the police who show up. That is the answer to the bad guy who didn't want to be disarmed, who shows up threatening you with violence.
Because it's obviously a bunch of scared leftists that are always the ones saying, well, Beto O'Rourke in the election cycle of, 2020 said, you're right, we're going to take your AR-15 away. And I think that all you have to do is run that little sound clip in Texas every day between now and November 8th, and Greg Abbott's going to win by a landslide. But the truth is, it is all from that perspective. And as you pointed out, they largely don't understand what they're talking about.
Right. And so one of the things, so the main thrust of this article was actually myths about the gun industry in particular. And you're right. You look at these myths. Like myth number one, for example, this idea that Congress gave the gun industry special protections that make it completely immune from liability in some profound way that no other manufacturer gets. It's just not true. They simply either don't understand what the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act does, or they don't care and they're fine with lying to you. But either way, it starts from this very core misunderstanding of reality.
And at the end of the day, they are using those lack of reality myths to spread fear amongst the greater population. Talk about some of the things you debunked in your article.
Sure. So this first one is actually this idea, again, of the gun industry having special protections that make it completely immune. That's just not true at all. You get this sort of viewpoint from the left of, the gun industry, they're responsible for all these ills and we can't sue them for anything. Look, all that law does, Congress passed that law in 2005 with overwhelming bipartisan support, and it doesn't make them completely immune from civil liability. All it does is prevent gun manufacturers and sellers from being sued for harm caused by third-party criminals. So if they sell the gun to someone legally and they abide by federal law, and then that person or someone else down the line uses that gun to harm someone, you can't go back and sue the gun industry for being like, well, you sold the gun.
Right.
That's not how that works. Gun control advocates, their goal had become to sue and settle, that they were going to kneecap the lawful gun industry by just suing them left, right, and center, slogging them down in frivolous but very expensive litigation until they essentially just would throw up their hands and say, look, we will do whatever you want. Please stop suing us. You just can't sue them for the things we don't sue anybody else for,
right,
and try to hold them liable for.
It'd be like a drunk driver running over somebody and then the victim suing Ford for the vehicle that he was in. Doesn't make any sense at all. Amy Swearer of the Heritage Foundation, thanks for your analysis. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. A special guest in the studio. Don't go away.